Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, today is November 26, 2024, 2 days before Thanksgiving. So the countdown has begun, and probably the craziness has begun in some of your households. And I will be praying for you with some of your relatives that you have to see over the holiday season. So welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. I see people from Vancouver, Washington. Hello, hello, welcome. In Alabama, hello, blessings. Let's see who else. Hamilton, New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey. Welcome, welcome. Massachusetts, up Massachusetts, it's in this word. So hang on for that. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's see who else is jumping on. Golden Valley, Arizona, Utah, New Mexico. Hello, everyone. Colorado, Minnesota, Long Island. You know what I say about Long Islanders, and I've said it before. They will carry their O's as long as God will allow them to. Whereas with the Bronx accent and sometimes the Brooklyn accent, we just chop it off at the knees when we say something. It's like coffee. It's just very fast. Like the O just flies by in there. But we love our friends in Long Island. Ohio, welcome, welcome. Those in Ohio, Texas, Pennsylvania, Rockland County, New York. Chris was in Helen Hayes in Rockland County, New York. So what happened to Chris happened. He went to Helen Hayes, which happens to be in Rockland County, New York. Welcome to everybody else jumping on, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. This may be the last time you see what is in back of me, so enjoy it, because I may have to change it now that all the leaves are off the trees here in New York, and the only blessed green thing outside right now, besides a patch of grass, are evergreen trees and pine trees. So you may see this change over the next week and a half or so. So I'm going to open up in prayer. I have a word from the Lord to deliver. The Lord had me up during the night praying in the spirit. Remember I told you last night I felt it stirring? Well, Lord woke me up at 2 a.m. to pray in the spirit. And then in the morning, I prayed in the spirit. I got on my face before the Lord in this office, and this word came. This word, if you can share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe. This is a weighty, weighty word. There is a lot to it. There is a lot of meat to it. The Lord has a lot to say. You have to understand that in the prophetic, sometimes we can't say what's popular. We can't just go along and just be the cheerleader. We actually have to be the ambassador for the Lord. We have to speak for those of us who are authorized to speak for the Lord. We have to do, and we deliver these words. We have to carefully speak what the Lord is saying, even if it sometimes isn't the most popular. Many prophets in the word of God spoke things that were accurate, that were pinpoint, that had precision, but were not popular at the time, and they came to pass. So praise the Lord. We're going to open up in prayer, and we're getting right into the word tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, Father, we praise you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, and first and the last, Father God. We come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, praising you for who you are, saying your kingdom come, your will be done first on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we humble ourselves before you and ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We all, every single last one of us, sin and fall short of the glory of God. And Lord, we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father God. Wash us and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. That blood at the cross sprinkled onto the mercy seat, it purchased us with the highest price. When he said, "It is finished," he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. And we honor that sacrifice, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, to fill this place, Lord. Let your power, your glory, your might fill this place. Let your presence fill this place, Lord. You are welcome to have your way in this place. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Let the Ruach HaKadosh, you are welcome, Holy Spirit, to be the counselor and to go forth and speak and to minister to those watching. Father, just let your glory move in this office, Father God, as we go forth. Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that what passes through my lips, Father God, passes through your throne room first, Father, in Jesus' name, that nothing that passes through my lips doesn't pass through your throne first. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to go forth and surround the corners of this property, the skies, the land, the perimeter of the property, to surround this office, to fill it, Lord, and keep and protect us and make a hedge, a shield as we go forth. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill us. And you fill me, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Be my front and rear guard, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Be our team's front and rear guard, Father, as we go forth, Father God. Lead us and guide us in your truth, Father God, in what you have to say, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, interference, sabotage, or harm of any kind. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ that would attempt to come against this broadcast, Father God, that would attempt to come against Ark of Grace Ministries, Father God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ and command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, bound up in the name of Jesus Christ and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Everything we have is because of you, Father God. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. And Father, I just pray that those feel your presence, Lord, that your children feel your presence during this Thanksgiving time, Father God, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, that you are ever present, Father God, that you are there for your children, that you love your children, Father God, with an everlasting love. We praise you. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. I have a word from the Lord. So if you can share this, I would appreciate it because it is a very weighty word right now for what is going on and for what is coming. And so this word came at 7:55 a.m. this morning. For those of you who are just jumping on, the Lord woke me up at 2 a.m. I went into prayer. I started praying in the spirit. And then when I was up at 6:30 this morning, after feeding the animals, I was right in my office. I started praying in the spirit again. I got on my face before the Lord. I sought the Lord. I ministered before the Lord, and this word came. So this is basically what happened throughout the night and this morning. So let's begin with this word. As always, it is going to go up on our blog, arkofgrace.org. We're going to show you some things on the website, maybe at the end. I'll have our team pull up the website so we can show you some things at the end. But arkofgrace.org, ministry blog, this will be going up in the next day or so. Okay, let's begin. All capital praise, glory, and honor be to the Lord of hosts, creator, sustainer, holy and perfect in all of his ways. He is robed in majesty. He sits on a throne of righteousness and weighs the matters of men and nations. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the name above all names, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, gird up your loins, my children, armor yourselves in the word of God. Do not think in this hour the enemy will not attack, says the Lord, will not attempt to take prey. Now, it's interesting because he spelled it P-R-A-Y, so it's got a double meaning here. It's got a double meaning here. Will not attempt to take prey. Will not attempt a dark vengeance for such a blow being issued by decree to his plans and his interests, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Sharpen that sword, says the Lord. Sharpen it in this hour, so the veil may be removed and you may see, my children, what is happening in your nation. For the enemy has already caused such turbulence in what they call a transition, a quote, peaceful transition of power. There is no peace when it comes to the enemy and those he utilizes as a means to his end. The enemy does not know peace, and neither do the broken individuals he allured with the sweet smell of power, however, are ill-equipped in the heart and mind to lead. And says the Lord of hosts, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? I, the Lord, capitals thy God, will hold them in derision. I laugh at the wicked. I laugh, says the Lord. They have been deceived into thinking they can outmaneuver the Creator. And in this hour, the nations rage. They rage because the enemy has gone on the move looking to cause an eruption of war, of casualties, of carnage. And he has allured those still in office and those nations who are huffing and puffing like unaltered bulls. The enemy has allured them in with the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. However, capital, I, the Lord, know all things, and I see all things. And I, the Lord, shall get both Putin and Zelensky by the hall of their leg, as they so choose to wrestle me and send into the earth the fear and threat and a nuclear altercation. One is a paid puppet. The other is an egotistical, power-hungry leader. Both have their delusions of grandeur of how a world order should be. However, capital, says the Lord, all capitals, I, the Lord God, say this day, enough, enough of this foolishness, enough of the destruction. You attempt to start a world war. Oh, you attempt, as the leaders in the U.S. and Europe direct you to do such. And I, the Lord thy God, shall put a sudden end to such. My wisdom and strategy is needed to defuse the enormous bomb they have built that is on the cusp of shrapnel hitting other nations from its explosion. However, I, the Lord thy God, say this day, I shall muzzle and restrain, for I have given time and mercy. However, from my throne, I have issued a judgment, says the Lord. It has been written on a scroll. I, the Lord, have taken the judgment seat concerning Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, Iran, France, England, Switzerland, says the Lord. I have taken the judgment seat, and these nations have been weighed in this time, and their leaders have been found wanting. Their leaders have been found liable. Their leaders have led their people into destruction and spiritual blindness and oppression. Oh, the BRICS. Now, the way it's spelled here is B-R-I-C-S. So he's talking about these nations as well, but he means BRICS. It's got a double meaning. Oh, the BRICS have fallen, says the Lord. However, capital, says the Lord, capitals, the Lord, oh, you corrupt leaders, you shall not build back better. You shall not, for you have had your hand in destroying nations. You have had your hand in attempting to destroy America. You have had your hand in South American countries. And one of you is attempting to lull the leader of Mexico, who has been on their soapbox of entitlement, making active threats. In this hour, capitals, I, the Lord, shall humble many leaders. I see the way, an unusual way to man. However, not unusual to me to disarm and deflate, for the capitulating must stop, and the channel of money shall dry up, says the Lord. Their equipment shall malfunction, and in this time, if their leaders do not break agreements they have made with darkness and corrupt forums, if they do not break such, I, the Lord, shall break them. I shall break their power. I shall break their voice. I shall break up their agreement, says the Lord, for a cry, an outcry that the earth will hear is about to come forth out of Iran. Ukraine and Russia will be put in their capital place, says the Lord. Capitals, they shall be put in their place. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what is occurring with the transition is causing confusion within the factions and camps within the incoming administration. The ringmastering must cease, says the Lord. This is not a show, says the Lord. This is not pomp and circumstance, says the Lord. Those with brilliant minds have been turned into a sideshow. And I, the Lord, shall park that showboat, for you shall find yourself being surrounded by a circus of disorder, and it will delay what I, the Lord, intend to do in your nation. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the showmanship must be brought low, says the Lord, and the true leadership must be at the forefront. For man's brilliance, the worldly knowledge that the world molds in those I, the Lord thy God, placed a gift in. And the enemy and the world stole that gift and filled those vessels with worldly knowledge. True deliverance, true liberty does not come from man, no matter how intelligent they are. It can only come from me, the Lord thy God. There will be fractures I, the Lord, shall allow in the transition. And the first 3 months in office, I, the Lord, shall allow to sift and remove who was appointed by man. However, does not have the anointing or favor to be in the position. Hamans and Sauls have a position without an anointing, says the Lord. Destruction follows them. They bring whole nations into turmoil. They persecute and mock who I, the Lord, have anointed. They seek to remove them. Jezebel did the same thing, sought to remove opposition to keep her seat. The Hamans and Sauls must be sifted from the incoming presidency, for some have been positioned looking like a gift, looking as if they are the answer, looking at all their shiny accolades, says the Lord, all capitals. However, all of that does not a leader make. All of that does not prove character, says the Lord. For all their accolades, there are some very broken people who are being recommended for positions. And says the Lord of hosts, for what is coming upon this nation, the cookie cutter cutout, typical accolades, typical qualifications, book intelligence, all capitals, will not suffice, says the Lord. It will not. They cannot deliver an answer or find solutions to world issues, national issues, that at the root are a spiritual problem, are a moral problem, are a problem because the love of money is at the root. For man's book knowledge will create a harder knot to untie. And yes, there are many knots to untie, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, am pulling forth the files from agencies that have laid hidden for decades. Oklahoma City, says the Lord. New York City, says the Lord. Columbine, says the Lord. I am pulling forth these files, for the time of transparency has come, and these agencies will be sifted, says the Lord, for they plot another national crisis. They plot to attempt to stop before the end of January the balance of power from shifting, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the church and the government. At the root, the same problem exists, says the Lord. Man wants to hide and bury what should have been dealt with, purged, and removed long ago. And now a spotlight has been shown on networks, on nominees, churches, and Christian broadcasting. The same root exists for issues that have come to a head in this time, both in the church and the government. And the timing of such is crucial, says the Lord. It is before transition and change, capital, that there are shakeups and the dust on the bottom, the dust that laid hidden in a corner when a broom comes is kicked up and brought to the light. This is what is happening, says the Lord. These leaders need to humble themselves, says the Lord. They run to the lawyers first, says the Lord. They run to the lawyers first, capitals. Do not run to me first. They run to the lawyers first. He puts in capitals, do not run to me first. And that exposes where their heart is. There are those who have looked into the camera and have blatantly lied to cover up a very corrupt picture. And says the Lord, capitals, in this time, in this season, the double agents in the church, those who have compromised for a name, to make a name and keep that name. The light shall go dim on that name, for I, the Lord, am calling for leaders to humble themselves in this hour. The spirit of perversion that was welcomed into the church welcomed capital, and that spirit was welcomed capital into Congress and the Senate and the secretaries of the land, all capitals. It was welcomed in and given a comfortable seat, all in the name of tolerance. Tolerance is what the enemy convinces man they need to do and manipulates them into thinking they need to demonstrate such, when all it is a scheme by the father of lies to make you accept what I, the Lord, find detestable. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, because there has been a changing of the guard in the government, it has been triggered in the spirit and is happening parallel in the church. Networks, media, a changing of the guard indeed, says the Lord. ABC News, says the Lord, a fracture and a fall and a shakeup to save a network that is near life support, says the Lord. This changing of the guard shall happen as well, says the Lord, in America and the earth within the church. The old guard that corrupted, that perverted my capital word, that did detestable things in the dark, that became the voice of a woke serpent and a spirit of rebellion, that allowed the corrupt to buy their way into their pulpits, there shall be a changing of the guard as well within the church and church media, says the Lord, all capitals. For my glory, not your glory. And the facade shall end, the stench shall be dealt with, and my house shall get a deep clean, says the Lord, and a scrub for what is coming to America and the earth. My people, my church, need to be in order, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a changing of leadership in San Francisco and Los Angeles, says the Lord. A changing of leadership in New York, in Georgia, in Massachusetts. Red shall appear again, says the Lord. Israel, gird up your loins, for another attack is imminent. Pray, intercede, call on the name of Yeshua, that's capital, for what was done on the Temple Mount has triggered a plan and set in motion a vile attack amidst the war you fight on two fronts. Netanyahu, Benjamin, son of my right hand, capitals, you must listen in this hour, you must, for other wars and rumors of wars are distractions for an imminent attack against what is sacred to your people. Wailing, says the Lord, wailing. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, in this time, those that cleave unto me and who truly want healing and deliverance, I, the Lord, am bringing their lives into order. I am opening financial doors of provision as you prove your stewardship, says the Lord. These doors shall be unlocked in this time, and I, the Lord, am setting foundations first. I am setting foundations firm. I am bringing order to your lives, and I am placing upon my children who stood firm such favor now, a double portion of favor that more than you need may be provided you for the task at hand. For the nations are watching America. The nations are watching the church and what is happening within the church. And the fights and fractures is all a distraction. All capitals. It is causing mass distraction from the work at hand. These are the Sanballats and the Tobias, that's from the book of Nehemiah, coming in to distract and stop the work of rebuilding the wounds. The wall shall be built, says the Lord. Oh, it's from rebuilding the runes. So it says Tobias coming in to distract and to stop the work of rebuilding the runes. The wall shall be built, says the Lord. It shall. It's all capitals. However, the world watches the Church of America, and it makes a spectacle of who I am. Your spectacles will cease, and the poor choices made shall and will be dealt with, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am opening windows of heaven and pouring out blessings upon my children in my mercy. I am sending in servants, true servants, to assist with the work. In this season, some of you will be moving. I, the Lord, will physically move you into new territory. And long chapters are coming to a close, and the season is changing. In order to endure, you must have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. In order to navigate what is ahead, O cabinet, O leaders, if you close your ears to me and focus your eyes on men and their strengths, within the first 2 years there shall be the brink of disaster that I, the Lord, shall stop. I am not a God that is far away and pushed to the side. I am Almighty God that needs to be welcomed into the cabinet, the Situation Room, the White House. I am not a God to be bossed around or dismissed. I am not a God to be made light of. All capitals, I am God, and there is no other. And I will have my way, and the Holy Spirit will enter the White House. At a crossroad of a crisis, the Holy Spirit shall enter fully and be the counselor, capital, that the Spirit is through my vessels I have appointed for such a time. The white in White House shall become a stain. The white in White House has become a stain. Those stains are being cleaned in this time. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, know, my children, your hope is in the Lord, not in a man, not in a leader. Your hope is in the Lord. I am ever present. I will never leave you or forsake you. And know this day that I, the Lord, work all things together for good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose, capital, all capitals. It is my purpose, not man's, that shall triumph in this time, within the nations, within the church, within your lives. Thus says the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm saying amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to tell you a few things, because in here, the word capitulate was, and I have a big vocabulary, but there are times the Lord says words to me, and I am like, what is happening, Lord? Like, what is this word? So when he says capitulating, in this hour, the Lord shall humble many leaders. I see the way, an unusual way to man, however, not unusual to me, to disarm and deflate, for the capitulating must stop. Now, when the Lord says that in the word, I'm going to give you the definition. It means to cease resisting. So capitulating means to cease to resist, or it means so to surrender often after the negotiation of terms. So he's saying, you know, you're only willing to surrender if you negotiate. And so he says that has to stop. So that is what the Lord was saying when it came to capitulating. What he said about Oklahoma City and New York and Columbine, I would watch. I would just keep an eye on that. Pray, test the Spirit, because these things, the truth is coming to the forefront. The transparency of it is coming to the forefront. The Lord was saying too that red is coming back to Massachusetts as well. That is a big deal, because what happened at Martha's Vineyard has to be rectified. There were meetings at Martha's Vineyard that were had by presidents and former presidents and world leaders, and they had these meetings at Martha's Vineyard. And they had these meetings in order to try to sabotage the nation, and to sabotage the election, and to sabotage the alliance with Israel. And so these meetings happened at Martha's Vineyard. And so the Lord is rectifying what happened, because there's a lot of tragedy that has happened up in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts that must be rectified in this time. Let me see what else is interesting. Okay, the channel of money shall dry up, their equipment shall malfunction. That was interesting too, when he's talking about the clashing that's going on. Oh, also, for a cry, an outcry that the earth will hear is about to come forth out of Iran. Watch for that. He's saying a cry, an outcry that the earth will hear is about to come forth out of Iran. And then he says Ukraine and Russia will be put in, which is interesting, because if you put and in together, you get Putin, will be put in their place, says the Lord. They shall be put in, Putin, their place. Okay, that's interesting that his name is put in. I just find that very interesting. Okay, Let's go on to just talk about a few more things here. When the Lord is saying the ringmastering must cease, says the Lord, this is not a show, says the Lord, this is not pomp and circumstance, says the Lord. Because the Lord gave the election, he expects certain things. And so he said, those with a brilliant minds have turned into a sideshow. And I, the Lord, shall park that showboat, for you shall find yourself being surrounded by a circus of disorder, and it will delay what I, the Lord, intend to do in your nation. So he's saying that has to stop. Otherwise, it will be a circus of disorder. It just will be more chaotic than what the Lord wants. He wants the pomp and circumstance to stop because, you know, there are some people out there that have turned into sideshows. Amidst the rallies and amidst other things. And so the Lord is saying that has to stop now. Time to roll up your sleeves and get to work. This is a Nehemiah moment in the nation. And the Sanballats and the Tobias are coming out. And they're coming out in the church too. They're not just coming out in the government. They're coming out in the church because the church and the government are running parallel right now with what is happening. Okay, let's see what else here. He talks about the first 3 months in office, he will, I, the Lord, shall allow to sift and remove who is appointed by man. He doesn't mean every appointment when the Lord is saying this. He's saying he'll allow that to happen. The ones that do not have the anointing or favor to be in the position. So basically those that were put in there for credentials, but don't have the anointing or favor to be in that position, the Lord is going to sift that within the first 3 months of the administration. And he said, Hamans and Sauls have a position without an anointing, says the Lord. Destruction follows them. They bring whole nations into turmoil. They persecute and mock who I, the Lord, have anointed. They seek to remove them. Jezebel did the same thing, sought to remove opposition to keep her seat. Now, it's interesting because the Lord is talking about Haman, Saul, and Jezebel, two men, one woman. I believe this is a warning to look out for individuals that are going to try to do this within the administration. I truly believe that is a warning right there. The Hamans and Sauls must be sifted from the incoming presidency, for some have been positioned looking like a gift, looking as if they are the answer, looking at all their shiny accolades, says the Lord. However, all of that, capitals, does not a leader make. All of that does not prove character, says the Lord. For all their accolades, there are some very broken people who are being recommended for positions. So this is interesting because this is a Samuel and Jesse moment, I'm going to call it, in the administration. This is a Samuel and Jesse moment. Now, what do I mean by that? I talked about this last night briefly, but Samuel was one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. And when Samuel was sent to anoint one of Jesse's sons, and all of Jesse's sons stood before him except David, they all had the outside qualifications. They were tall, they were handsome, they were gifted, and every single one, Samuel's like, up, he's the one. And the Lord's going, no, he's not the one. Because Samuel's looking at the outside. He's looking at the outside qualities. God was searching the innermost parts of the heart to see if that person was right for the task. And so after going through all of his sons, God says no to every single one of them. And Samuel looks at Jesse and asks, do you have another son? And yes, he's in the field with the sheep. Well, bring him now. And here comes David. David doesn't look like his brothers. David is younger. He is ruddy. He is brazen. He wouldn't have the qualifications that Samuel would look for in a king, but he had the qualifications that God was looking for in a king. So the Lord, who the Lord deems is fit for a position, is much different many times than who man deems, because God searches the innermost parts of the heart. And he searches the soul, and he can see ahead, and he can see if that person is seasoned and ready and right to do what he needs them to do when it comes to leadership. The Lord says too, and says the Lord of hosts, for what is coming upon this nation, the cookie cutter, cut out, typical accolades, typical qualifications, book intelligence, capitals, will not suffice, says the Lord. It will not. They cannot deliver an answer or find solutions to world issues, national issues, that at the root are a spiritual problem, are a moral problem, are a problem because the love of money is at the root. For man's book knowledge will create a harder knot to untie. And yes, there are many knots to untie, says the Lord. So the Lord is making it very clear right here that book knowledge is only going to go so far right now with the administration. Book knowledge is only going to go so far to solve issues. You need the other component of that, because if it's a spiritual issue, intellectualism won't solve it. Intellectualism will actually gaslight it, throw gasoline on it, and exacerbate a spiritual issue. Because you can't, if our battle is not against flesh and blood, which is absolutely true because scripture says that, it's against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God and stand. It is a much different set of qualifications that you need to deal with what is behind flesh and blood, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. Intellectualism looks at flesh and blood when you're looking at it from the spiritual aspect, because you have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, has to say. Now you're looking at the root of the problem. Okay, let's see what else here. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the church and the government at the root, the same problem exists, says the Lord. Man wants to hide and bury what should have been dealt with, purged, and removed long ago, and now a spotlight has been shown on networks, on nominees, churches, and Christian broadcasting. The same root exists for issues that have come to a head in this time, both in the church and the government. And the timing of such is crucial, says the Lord. It is before transition and change, capital, that there are shakeups, and the dust on the bottom, the dust that laid hidden in a corner, when a broom comes, is kicked up and brought to the light. This is what is happening, says the Lord. These leaders need to humble themselves, says the Lord. They run to the lawyers first, says the Lord. They run to the lawyers first. Do not run to me first. That's what he's saying. You're not running to me first. You're running to the lawyers first. And that exposes where their heart is. There are those who have looked into the camera and have blatantly lied to cover up a very corrupt picture. And says the Lord, in this time, in this season, the double agents in the church, those who have compromised for a name to make a name and keep that name, the light shall go dim on that name, for I, the Lord, am calling for leaders to humble themselves in this hour. We have to humble ourselves in this hour, because we all fall short of the glory of God. We are all being examined. And then on top of it, because of the transition, because of the change, and because of the qualification of leadership God needs in this hour, the shakeup is happening. The sifting is happening. The kicking up of the dust right now is happening. He talks about the spirit of perversion. He talks about ABC News. I would watch for that. ABC News. So I would watch for that as well. And let's see what else. He warns Israel. When he says wailing, I believe he's talking about the Wailing Wall. We'll see about that. But he warns Israel because of what happened on the Temple Mount. Something happened on the Temple Mount that was incredible. They did a whole Jewish ceremony on the Temple Mount. They were able to do this, which apparently they're not supposed to do. They were able to pull it off and do it on the Temple Mount, and that has triggered something. So Israel has to watch for that as well. Let's see. I think that's about, let me see. Let me just look for a moment here. And he warns the cabinet and leaders, if you close your ears to me and focus your eyes on men and their strength within the first 2 years, there shall be the brink of disaster that I, the Lord, shall stop. I am not a God that is far away and pushed to the side. I am Almighty God that needs to be welcomed into the cabinet, the Situation Room, the White House. I am not a God to be bossed around or dismissed. I am not a God to be made light of. I am God and there is no other, and I will have my way, capitals, and the Holy Spirit will enter the White House at a crossroad of a crisis. The Holy Spirit shall enter fully and be the counselor, capital, that the Spirit is through my vessels I have appointed for such a time. So remember these things, because this word is very weighty. It is very weighty and it is deep, considering what is not only happening now, but what is coming. So we need to be in prayer right now. We need to be praying and interceding for leadership, praying and interceding for the direction of the nation, praying and interceding right now for the church, because there is a lot being kicked up out into the open. That is, God has allowed to be pushed out in the open because it was never appropriately dealt with long ago, and it kept getting brushed to the side or put down or submerged. And finally, now it has percolated and you're seeing this boiling over happen in the church. And yes, part of it is a distraction. It is. It creates a distraction and it creates a spectacle that the enemy can very easily get in and use to turn people away from Jesus Christ. And that's what we don't want to happen right now. So we need to pray and intercede that God's house gets in order. None of us are perfect. But right now, God is allowing this all to be pushed to the surface to finally be dealt with, because denial is only a river in Egypt. And so this is why this is happening. So all glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right at the end here, I feel strongly about this, because this is something that I warned about back in 2018. You can go back in the videos, double agents in the church, and that a spring cleaning like we've never seen was coming to the house of God. And I was walking around my property in 2018, young and brazen and not polished at all. Still kind of that way, you know, but the Lord has, you know, cleaned me up a bit. And walking around the property, warning that double agents were in the church and that they were going to be exposed and a massive spring cleaning was coming to the house of God. So if we can find that video, we'll play clips from it on the next broadcast. I also wanted to put up the Revelationary War very fast here. I give all glory to God for this book. This book could not have happened without the Lord. There is a little section in the front. A pastor friend of mine had a dream, and this is where this book came from. I waited for a year on the Lord on what I was supposed to write, because he told me it wasn't time to write my testimony yet. And the Lord commissioned me to write the Revelationary War. It is very timely given what we have just gone through, because this war has raged throughout the generations and it is reaching a crescendo, a feverish pitch right now. And I talk about that in the book and what has gone on and how the enemy has tried to present his own revelation and how we as the body of Christ have to be trained to spot that and speak the truth of God. So it is the epic battle against false prophecy and deception. It talks a lot about history too, what the enemy has attempted to do history, how God has moved through history. It talks about the election. So you can go to Amazon. And I would go use the link, though, on our website. So it is available for pre-order on Amazon right now. So you can go to arkofgrace.org. So if we could put up arkofgrace.org and we can show them a few things on there before we end for the evening. We'll just get it up quickly for you. Thank you. So if we scroll down, you're going to find it right there, and you can click on it and it will take you right to the page on Amazon. It is available for pre-order right now. Also, if we scroll up for a minute, you'll see the cruise too. Me and Timothy Dixon, you can join us on a cruise. We're going to be teaching on that cruise, so that's there as well. But if you scroll up for a minute, you'll see two buttons. You'll see newsletter text sign up. You can give us your email and your phone number, and we will send you text updates, and we will send you our newsletter for free every month. And also, they have the donation button. So that is between you and the Lord, but the donation button is there, and you can absolutely explore that. So basically, we would love it. We keep in touch with you. You would sign up for our newsletter as well. It is absolutely free to all of you. So praise the Lord for that. I am all heated up. I have a fan on me right now. You guys can't see the fan, but I have a fan on me right now, because these words, I get heated up very fast with these words. So all glory be to God. Test the spirit, pray. We're putting it up on the blog. Also, I wanted to wish all of you a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. We are so blessed to have all of you. We are so thankful for all of you that watch. No one has to watch. No one has to look in our direction. No one has to give us a thing. And I am saying that honestly. And it is by the favor of God and your generosity and your love for us that Ark of Grace Ministries and Ark of Grace Sanctuary is even possible. And I give God all the glory for that. And I thank you all for that. We are so incredibly thankful for all of you that watch. And we're looking very forward to coming back on next week. We are going to be putting out shorts still, so I am going to be doing shorts for the rest of the week. So look for the shorts as well, but we're looking very forward to coming back on next week. I'm going to be seeking the Lord as well during this time. So we love you. We are grateful for you. And we are so thankful for you. And we just appreciate everybody who comes on and even watches. So we're going to start to wind it up here. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Put on that armor. You can't go into battle without your armor. This is a war we are in. We won a battle in the war. We give God all the glory for winning that battle in the war, but we are in a war. When you become a child of Almighty God, you are automatically at war with the kingdom of darkness. There is no ifs, ands, or negotiations about it. Also, Psalm 91, I say it every single day. The word of God is living and active. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we have to get in the habit of actually speaking the word of God out loud, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. To hear the word of God, you have to speak it out loud. So I encourage you to do that more and more. There's other Psalms up there as well. When the Lord said, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing?" That is Psalm 2. So if you would like to go read that Psalm, God is the word, right? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So because God is the word, he will quote himself when he speaks. Why wouldn't he? He always wants to point us back to scripture. Also, Psalm 34 and 35 are amazing as well. Psalm 23, love that Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Actually, the United States of America just went through a Psalm 23 moment here in history. We walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and the Lord is delivering us out of that valley. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 in the believer's authority. I quote these scriptures every single day. If you need a copy of the Believer's Authority, if you need a Bible, you can email us hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We will be happy to get that for you. Also in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. The order to that prayer is so important that you're coming seeking God's will first and asking second. So you're always coming seeking God's will first. So please get into the scriptures with the Lord's Prayer. Adopt it into your prayer life. It really does begin to change your perspective on prayer and on entering before the throne of God with praise and thanksgiving, saying, "Your kingdom come first, Lord, your will be done before mine." So just, we encourage you to adopt that into your prayer life as well. So thank you everyone for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I see all the happy Thanksgivings in the chat. Thank you very much. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on next week. Keep the faith. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, Go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.